who gives me the gift of my faults. Meaning he comes and corrects me, rectifies me, I regard it as a gift. Like a person is given some material gift, so he gets very happy with that. Somebody comes and gives him some money, so he feels grateful, he feels happy that this person has honored me by this gift. Umar radiallahu ta'ala is saying, somebody who comes and points out my weakness, my fault to me, and tells me this is what you're doing wrong, or this is where you're slipping up, I regard that as a gift. And I give dua to him, that may Allah have mercy upon him. Now who can respond in this manner to somebody correcting him? The person whose heart is completely clean of any pride. Because pride becomes the barrier in accepting the truth. Let alone when a person is in doubt, whether this person what he said is right or wrong, when he's 100% sure sometimes, that what this person is saying is 100% right. But the pride comes in the way, that who is he to tell me? Whereas, what is he telling us is our benefit. So, this is how these personalities received their correction, anybody's correction, gave him dua. May Allah have mercy on him. Allah shower his kindness on him. Why? Because he gave me such a wonderful gift, he's come and corrected me. When a person has this approach, he will keep improving. He'll keep progressing. Because mashallah, he's receiving this willingly, happily. So somebody who had brought something to his attention, the next time round two, he has that open heart to come and say something. But if somebody came to us and mentioned something that we need to correct, need to rectify, and we responded negatively, he says, well, let it be. Why should I get myself in this kind of issue? So the next time round he sees something in us, he's not going to come. So what happens? We get left in that same, the faults and the weaknesses that we are in. But that doesn't get left there, it gets worse over time. So what could have been fixed up, had we received that correction correctly, now we block the road to that. So this is the lesson for us to take from such a great personality, like Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, that he's giving dua to those who bring any correction to him, who come and point out some weakness to him, and he's happy to receive it. So we too should have that heart, and this requires that tawazu, that humility, that we humble ourselves in front of Allah Ta'ala, then it will mean nothing for us to take correction from others as well. Allah Ta'ala give us that.